Rouhani says next U.S. president must admit defeat, surrender to Iran. By Simon Kent on October 21, 2020. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said on Wednesday the Islamic Republic is entirely uninterested in the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election because the next incumbent of the White House will have to surrender to the Iranian nation. It is by no means important for the Islamic Republic of Iran who will win the U.S. presidential election, because any government taking power in the U.S. would have to surrender to the Iranian nation, Rouhani said at a weekly cabinet session on Wednesday. According to the Tasnim news agency, he argued the U.S. actions against the Iranian nation have all ended in failure, claiming the termination of the U.N. arms embargo on Iran is evidence of a victory for Islamic rationalism against force. It doesn't matter what amounts of weapons we purchase or sell with the arms embargo lifted. What is important is that the logic of right and righteousness and the logic of law and rationalism defeated force and bullying, and that the Iranian nation achieved its rights, the president added. This is not the first time Rouhani has offered his thoughts on the U.S. political process or that Iran has claimed victory over the U.S. on the field of ideological battle. As Breitbart News reported, in May he claimed Iran does not let the autocrats at the White House smile because of the stern national resolve to thwart hostility to Iranian people. Iran later dismissed a fresh round of U.S. sanctions on several Iranian officials, saying they were a sign of failure by Washington, state television reported. Washington's fruitless and repetitive sanctions against Iranian officials is a sign of weakness, despair and confusion of the U.S. administration. State TV quoted Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi as saying. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.